2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter. No score. Kansas City's got Dontari Poe in at fullback. They give it off to Poe. Poe trying to slam into the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown! Kansas City, Dontari Poe on a fullback plunge.
All right, Dontari, anybody that saw you after the game last week saw how excited you were for your touchdown run. The question is just, how excited were you when that play was installed? Let alone actually get the call, but how excited were you at practice when you heard that that play was going to be installed?
Really excited. You know, the linemen don't get a chance to score touchdowns on offense much, so it's something that the guys like me dream about. So I was really excited when they got put in.
Is that something you were campaigning for, or did they come to you?
I talk to them every day. I tell them it's an automatic six, and I'm good from 10 in. So just to let them know I got it.
Right here. Stay ready.
Now, that play had been installed for over a year. How much time did you and Alex spend actually practicing that handoff? Because it's not something you're used to doing.
A couple times. Alex is a guy that has to have the right feel for it. So he told me a couple times, get it out to practice, and we did a few times, but it was none too hard.
And I asked you after the game, but it wasn't predetermined. You were jumping. That just kind of happened.
It just happened. Felt good. I don't know why I did it, to be honest with you. I forgot I did it. I just know I needed a way to get in, and I got there, so it's turned out good.
Afterwards, once you got in the end zone, you did what we saw Mike DeVito do it 2 weeks ago. You did it this time. Did the dab. Where did that start? How did that come about?
Inspired by Mike DeVito, man. He did it, so I felt like I had to give me an opportunity to do it. But pretty much something that just happened, spur of the moment, just having fun, and that's the first thing that came to me.
Stafford again under pressure. Yeah. Now he's wrapped up. They're going to sack him again. Sack after sack after sack. Dontari Poe gets his first sack of the season.
Now, a couple of the guys on the defensive line that you spend a lot of time with Jay and Allen in particular, they're arguably having two of the best seasons of their career. When you look at this defense and what you guys have accomplished over the last six games or so, how much do you take the responsibility up front and set the tone for what happens on the back end?
First of all, those guys are monsters. They're dogs, man. They come out every week and they get it done. No matter what the opponent, who the opponent, no matter what the obstacle, they just come out and get it done. And I just feel like us as a defense, we try to lead those guys. We the first line of defense, man. We the D-line.
Y'all know how it go, man. We dominate, team dominate. O-line, D-line dominate, man. We win this game.
We play good. I feel like everybody plays good. So we kind of take it upon ourselves to do that every Sunday.
How about those cheers?
During this four-game winning streak, started 1-5. Now you're sitting at 5-5. All the goals, everything you guys want to accomplish is in front of you. How is Andy Reid's just personality and how he kind of addresses you guys and his just kind of even-keeled demeanor kind of helped you guys be in the position you are today?
Like you said, it's an even keel. He never panics, never gets too high, gets too low, so it keeps our minds right. It keeps us focused, keeps us on the straight line. So for him being that guy that's leading us to victory, it's really good for him to have that quality.
You've given up less than 10 points per game during this four-game winning streak. How do you maintain this, and what do you see particularly against your opponent this Sunday in the Buffalo Bills?
There's no magic to it. There's no magic potion. It's just us doing what we got to do. Every individual fighting hard as he can to be a part of the 1-11. So as long as we keep doing that, I think we'll be all right. Buffalo is real good. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of good players, man. Tyrod Taylor, they got McCoy, who's amazing. And they present a lot of hard matchups, but I feel like we can handle it.